USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A firefighter and police officer are dead after responding to several traffic accidents on wet and icy roads in Lubbock, Texas. First responders were working an accident scene when a car heading southbound crossed the median and ended up about 50 yards from the first scene. Then a third vehicle crossed the median and slammed into two firefighters and a police officer. Meanwhile, in Iran... Iranian protesters are demanding Iran's supreme leader step down after the regime shot down a Ukrainian plane and killed 176 people. The San Francisco 49ers are advancing to the NFC Championship game where they will host the winner of Sunday's game between the Seattle Seahawks and Green Bay Packers. The 49ers beat the Minnesota Vikings 27-10 at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
At least 11 people, including a firefighter and police officer, are dead because of severe weather this weekend across the South. The National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, says three people were killed after a tornado touched down in Pickens County. This Louisiana man describes the damage he witnessed.
Trees on houses, on the roads. We've had three or four homes, mobile homes, that were tore up.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is back on the campaign trail after visiting Los Angeles for a few days. The Democratic presidential candidate was formally endorsed by L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. Biden says he talked to the mayor about some of the important issues going on in America's second largest city.
The gigantic changes that need to be take place in dealing with mental health. We've talked a lot about housing and affordable housing, but also guaranteed housing for people with facilities getting off the street.
California's primary is in March, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Centers for Disease Control has an update on the flu season, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
This season's flu continues to hit children and young adults particularly hard, with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reporting there have been twice as many pediatric flu deaths than the same time last year. What's more, a second strain of the virus that more commonly infects younger people is becoming more widespread. Experts say this year's flu could end up being less severe overall based on two indicators, hospitalizations and deaths. That's because this season's virus strains are hitting younger, healthier people. This past week, the CDC received five new reports of children who died from the flu, bringing the number of pediatric flu deaths to 32 so far this season. The agency estimates that 9.7 million people have had the flu this season, with 4,800 deaths reported so far. 49 states, plus Washington, D.C., and U.S. territories, are reporting either regional or widespread flu activity. Hawaii is the sole exception.
The FAA is considering a $5 million fine against Boeing for defective parts on the troubled 737 MAX. The aviation regulator accuses Boeing of failing to prevent the installation of parts that didn't meet safety standards. The 737 MAX has been grounded since last March following two deadly crashes. There's no timeline on when the plane could start flying again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.